Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
For the fourth time in five seasons, your Indiana Hoosier baseball program is heading to the NCAA tournament. Chris Lemonis and the gang had to wait 32 agonizingly long minutes in the locker room at Bart Kauffman Field yesterday to finally hear their name called, and when they did, they were happy to see it's in Lexington, Kentucky, where the Hoosiers will be the number 2 seed in the Lexington Regional. The host Wildcats will be the number 1, North Carolina State checks in at number 3, and Ohio University, the Bobcats, are number 4. The double elimination tournament starts on Friday, and Indiana and North Carolina State will be game number 2. Kentucky and Ohio will open the proceedings at noon. The Hoosiers and the Wolfpack will be the night game at 7 p.m. The winners will meet Saturday night at 7, and the losers will meet Saturday afternoon starting at noon. It is a double elimination format. That's a pretty quick turnaround if you don't win that opening game. So the Hoosiers will have to get focused, locked in, and take care of the Wolfpack to advance to Saturday night's game. This won't be the first time that Indiana has traveled to Lexington this season. The Hoosiers were there on May 9th, where they fell to the Wildcats 5-2 on a Tuesday night game. The Kentucky pitching staff that night struck out 15 Hoosiers. Luke Miller and Matt Lloyd both had solo home runs. Kentucky 5, Indiana 2. This matchup, the stakes are just a little bit higher. The Hoosiers will come in well prepared, as their season-ending RPI was in the mid-20s. Their schedule, the season began with the number 1 Oregon State Beavers. Those same Beavers are the number 1 overall seed in the NCAA tournament. The Hoosiers also had to play 18 games against teams in the Big Ten that advanced to the conference tournament. That was the most of any team in the league. The Hoosiers' schedule should have them ready. Lexington, the site, should have a big fan base traveling as well. Pinch hitting for Joe Smith. I'm Mike Lascott.
Let's go. Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
The Edgewood Mustangs are going to need some timely hitting tonight as they host the regional. Danville and Edgewood, 7 p.m. at the Mustang Softball Regional. Danville comes into town 23-7, and with them, they bring Emma Dwyer. She has 21 wins, a 1.57 ERA, and she helped knock out number 4 Lebanon last week in the sectionals. The Mustangs will have their hands full, but the Mustangs, they're knocking it out of the park. Grace Bredfeldt, we tell you every time we do a report, she's knocking one out of the park. She leads the Mustangs with 8 home runs. The Acuff sisters have combined for 12. Serena Morris has 4. And it's going to be good hitting against good pitching. And we hope the bats of the red and black are successful tonight. And we'll see if Carly Bland can keep the Danville bats quiet from the circle. Tough night hitting last night for Bloomington South. Columbus North in 5 innings beat the South Panthers 11-1 at Bloomington North in the sectional championship game. Bradley Hartman had the RBI for the Southsiders, just 5 hits total, and Hartman had 2 of them. Edgewood, they got their revenge on West Vigo. That's what got them into last night's sectional championship game, but the Mustangs ran into future Indiana Hoosier pitcher Braden Tucker. He went 7 innings, 5 hits, only 2 earned runs, didn't walk anybody and struck out 6. Bob Jones wanted to hit that 20-win mark, and they would have had to beat Northview to do that. The Mustangs finished their season 19-10. Don't forget, this weekend is the IHSAA Boys and Girls Track and Field State Championships right here in Bloomington at the Billy Hayes Track. We'll have more on that story as the week develops. Plus, sectional golf happening Friday as well, as North, South, and Edgewood will all be looking to advance. The Reds are on the radio tonight. They're in Toronto. Marty Brenneman's pregame, 7 p.m. Pinch hitting for Joe Smith. I'm Mike Glasgow.